It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. I am your host, Chad Summers. Glad you could join me on this August 1st, 2023, as we ring in the new month. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. You don't want to be oblivious. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube and wherever you listen to the show. All right, let's get into the birthdays. J.K. Rowling, author of Harry Potter, is 58. Jason Momoa, 43. And Joe Elliott, singer of Def Leppard, is 63. Happy birthday to those individuals. Also on this day in history, 1987, who I think is the greatest boxer of all time, Mike Tyson defeated Tony Tucker and was unanimously recognized as heavyweight champion by all three sanctioning organizations. 1981, MTV debuted with the music video Video Killed the Radio Star. In 1876, Colorado was admitted to the Union, becoming the 38th state of the United States of America. And in 1893, shredded wheat was invented by Henry D. Purkey. All right, let's get into the news. This is what is happening today in the world. French daredevil falls to his death from Hong Kong skyscraper. A French daredevil who gained social media fame by taking photos of himself on tall structures throughout the world fell to his death from a skyscraper in Hong Kong last week. Remy Lucidi, known on social media as Remy Enigma, was found dead in Hong Kong after authorities say he fell from one of the city's skyscrapers Thursday, according to a report from The Guardian. What I want to know is how bad can you feel for someone like this? Here's one from the Associated Press. Idaho mom Lori Vallow Daybell sentenced in deaths of two children and her romantic rival. This is pretty bad. Boise, Idaho. Idaho mother Lori Vallow Daybell has been sentenced to life in prison without parole Monday in the murders of her two youngest children and a woman she saw as a romantic rival in a case that included bizarre claims that her son and daughter were zombies and that she was a goddess tasked with ushering in an apocalypse. Okay, so she was mentally ill, but that's not a free pass to do something like that, I don't think. Her husband, Chad Daybell, disgrace to the name Chad, is awaiting trial on the same murder charges. Not looking good for him, is it? If that is any indication of his fate. All right, some serious sickos there. They should definitely be getting capital P, if you know what I mean. Newsmax, this guy. Musk's giant flashing X sign taken down in San Francisco. I love when you have more money than anyone, you just do things regardless of regulation. I guess he didn't get any permits or anything to put this big X on his building. So he just, you know, they eventually made him take it down, even though they declined to let inspectors up on top of the building to check it out. I guess they eventually did, but yeah, they got a bunch of complaints, like 13 complaints from other people in the area. So it is what it is. He'll figure out a way to put a big X on the building somewhere, won't he? We got another one from Newsmax, and this is sad. Legend has passed away. Pee-wee Herman, actor Paul Rubens, 70, dies of cancer. You know, I don't even need to go into this. We all know about Pee-wee. He was a legend in the 80s, and my heart goes out to his family. He had a good run, though, made it to 70. He was diagnosed with cancer 6 years ago. They did not say what form of cancer, but rest in peace, Pee-wee. All right, folks, we got a shorty today, which means this is the last headline, and it's always a good one if you've listened to the show before. I'd like to leave you on a good note. But before we do that, I just want to say, don't forget, you can always email me at Chad's Lunch Show if you have any questions, at Gmail, that is. And click on all the things that make the show happen. Support the show. Subscribe. Like. Thumbs up. All that stuff. All right. Here we go. 93-year-old grandmother and grandson complete goal of visiting all 63 U.S. national parks. By the time she was 85 years old, Joy Ryan of Duncan Falls, Ohio, had never seen the ocean or mountains. Now she's 93 years old and has seen every corner of the U.S. After visiting all 63 U.S. national parks, Joy went on the epic journey with her grandson, Brad Ryan, who was first inspired to travel with his grandmother in 2015. Quote, when I learned she had never seen the great wilderness of America, deserts, mountains, oceans, you name it, I thought that was something that would haunt me if I didn't intervene in some way, Brad told CBS News in October 2022. Joy told CBS News all the traveling she had done was to the fishing hole. Every winter my husband took me to Okeechobee and we fished. That was about the extent of my wandering, she said. Yeah, that's pretty selfish of the dude, but... So Brad decided to take her to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and that trip sparked an idea. Well, I gotta tell you, Brad is a stand-up guy for doing that. It's kind of weird. I hope he, you know, did some things in between those trips, you know, with maybe a young woman or whatever. But, yeah, I think that was an excellent thing to do. It sounds like they had a lot of fun and saw a lot of great things and experiences. And so hats off to him and her. She could have said, no, I'm not doing that, you know, just as easily. But yeah, that's pretty cool stuff there. And folks, I'm going to call that the episode. It's a shorty, but a goodie. Hopefully Friday will be a much longer and informative. We love our Friday episodes. So until Friday, I hope you all have a good week. Keep pressing on in your life and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.